The sea lamprey got into the Great Lakes through a man-made canal. The parasite attaches itself to fish and sucks out the blood and body fluids. By the 1950s, sea lampreys knocked out the big predator fish in the lakes. A few years later, biologists discovered a pesticide that kills lampreys. That pesticide is the major tool managers still use today to keep lamprey numbers down. Mark Gaydon is with the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. The commission's in charge of controlling the lampreys. He says in order to have healthy fish populations, lampreys have to be kept in check.
It's like a coiled spring. You know, as long as you have your thumb on it, everything's fine. But the moment you take it away, it'll just spring out of control, bounce back right to where it was before.
The Bush administration's proposed budget cut some of the funding for the lamprey program. But the Fishery Commission is hopeful Congress will restore the funding. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.